Inside his rustic dairy barn in Kendall, Joel Greeno stands by a large metal tank. It holds roughly a ton of milk, gleaned from his herd of 46 cows. 4 years ago, during record low milk prices, Greeno literally dumped his business down the drain.
It's a hard thing to turn that valve and let that milk go, knowing that that milk is your living. Several of my friends in New York and Pennsylvania dumped milk for almost a week. They felt better dumping it than letting somebody take it and use it against them.
Greeno and other farmers across the U.S. were protesting the milk prices, which they said were far below their operating and living costs. Currently, farmers are getting paid more than $20 per 100 pounds of milk, more than twice the amount in 2000. For every dollar gain in the price for farmers, consumers pay about 10 cents more for a gallon of milk. Greeno, who's also president of the American Raw Milk Producers Pricing Association, says this especially helps small dairy operators. He shrugs off fears that the higher prices will turn customers away from the dairy shelf.
When it comes to staple products like milk and butter, things that the family uses every day, 9 times out of 10 you're not even going to look at the price. The gallon of milk goes in the cart and you move on to the next item. It's kind of like gasoline in that, you know. It's an inconvenience to have to pay more, but that's the way it is, so we do.
At this supermarket in Madison, shoppers don't seem particularly happy to pay close to $4 for a gallon of milk, but are keeping it on their grocery lists for now. Robert Van Dorn is a retired Marine from California.
I'll keep buying, but I wish the prices would go back. I think it's a little bit too much. I'd say a couple of dollars at the most.
And Robert Havens, a former professor, says there's more to the issue than just the price tag on a milk carton.
I think that the other products that milk goes into are also going to rise, and that might have an impact on what we cut back. Although I'm perhaps more likely to buy milk than gas if it gets too high.
But attorney Phyllis Lathrop Schwann and university student Melissa Copas have no qualms about the higher prices.
I think that the farmers probably have been shortchanged for a long time since the price stabilization thing went through, and it's maybe about time we give back to the farmers what they deserve.
I know how much hard work goes into the dairy industry, and this is the highest the price of milk has been since I can ever remember, so it's a great thing for dairy farmers.
Wisconsin ranks only second to California for milk production in the U.S. State officials are quick to note that what helps dairy farmers helps the local economy and tax base. But for better or worse, some industry experts say milk prices are set to drop, falling close to 2003's levels by winter. Ed Jesse, a dairy economist with the University of Wisconsin-Madison, says rising beef prices in 2003 took more cows to the slaughterhouse than the milking parlor, bringing cow numbers down more than 150,000 from last year.
And now we're trying to recover from these low cow numbers. We're producing fewer female calves, and at the same time, we're having difficulty finding replacement animals because the border to Canada was closed because of the BSE incident last April in Alberta.
Ag officials are wary of another potential mad cow incident, but Jesse says another likely obstacle to restoring milk production would be a hot, dry, barren summer. Back at his dairy farm, Joel Greeno empties a bucket of cracked corn feed before a row of hungry Holsteins. Greeno says he'll cash in on the price spike while it lasts, but adds some farmers are cashing out.
Because of the shortage of cattle and the increase in milk production, some farmers are looking to take advantage of the higher milk price and looking for cows. And guys that are sort of tired of low prices and high bills, they're seeing this as a good opportunity to get out. So they're just putting their cows on the auction block and, you know, looking for a job in town.
Greeno says if prices hit record lows again, he wouldn't hesitate to stage another milk dumping protest. He says it's not just to help keep prices fair for farmers, but also to show consumers how much work goes into putting milk and butter on the kitchen table. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.